Anton, it's great to have you with us on BFBS, the Forces Station. You have a show out, so tell us all about it.
I wish I could find a strap line that just fitted with the show, like it's a spectacular extravaganza of dance and music. Well, there you are, actually. That's a pretty good one, because that's basically what it is. It is music, chat and dance, not necessarily in that order, but it's all amazing. We're so delighted with the way it's opened, and the audiences have been so good and generous, and it's just been a lot of fun, really. We're having a great time doing it, because we're sort of settled in now. We sort of know what we're doing. We kind of know all the words to the songs and everything. It's sort of on the up, so you've got us at a good time, because when you get towards the end of a run, you're normally exhausted. So you've got us at a good time, so you're in for a great night.
Oh, we can't wait. This is going to be amazing. But you've been dancing for a number of years, because we obviously know you from Strictly, but it started way before that when you were at school. So how did you get into it?
I started dancing when I was 13 or 14, really. And then I just got into it because it was a room full of girls. I'd like it to be a slightly more artistic reason. But it was really a room full of girls and me. And I sort of thought it was amazing straight away. And I love the competitiveness of it, because as a ballroom dancer, it's competitive. So you do competitions, you do medal tests. And I sort of really liked that, because I was very sporty growing up. And then it went on from there, really. And we went off sort of competing around the world, and sort of around the UK, then we went off around the world competing. And then sort of the second phase was, we started about 20 years ago dancing on the telly. With Strictly Come Dancing, and sort of second part of a career, really.
So did you ever think, you know, back then, that you'd be able to make a career out of it? Because not many people can. It's kind of like a sideline thing.
Well, it's interesting, actually, because you do it as a career. It's like a life's work, really, being a sort of dancer, performer in that regard. You sort of, there is no beginning, middle and end. There's sort of a beginning, and then you just keep going. And you sort of hone your craft, and then you go down different sort of avenues with it. You know, you start off as an amateur dancer, then you're going to become a professional dancer, and then you'll compete, if you like, and then you'll retire from that, and then you'll start coaching and teaching and demonstrating and lecturing, and you go to a different phase. So it becomes a sort of life of work, or you go into sort of the showbiz world and you start doing shows. And I mean, at the time there wasn't anything on television, and Alf sort of style of dancing wasn't done in theatres, it was only done in ballrooms. And then sort of Strictly came along and the world changed. And, you know, we suddenly were dancing on television, and suddenly we're now dancing in shows. And although my show isn't really a ballroom show, it's more of a entertainment show. It's sort of music, song and dance, really. And the chat, it's a sort of cross between Fred Astaire, Guys and Dolls, and Frank Sinatra, really. I mean, it's sort of got musical theatre. It has the band, the songs, that style, and it's and then suddenly we'll do a foxtrot somewhere. So it's a melange of all wonderful. I'll tell you what it is. It's a melange of all my favourite things.
I love it, because this is the thing. Before Strictly, I mean, there probably aren't many people out there that know all the different types of dance routines. But, you know, even I now know about, you know, the American Smooth and Foxtrot and things. So what does...
And you have to say it like that as well.
Oh, do
you
I?
You have to sort of lower your voice and go, American Smooth. Otherwise, it doesn't work, you see. If you just say American Smooth, that doesn't work at all. You can say that for a cha-cha, but you can't do the same voice for an American Smooth. And I think that's the biggest thing we've learned over the years. There is a different voice for each dance.
Oh, see, I'm going to have to do this now. So what was it? The cha-cha-cha, you know, like all upbeat. That's how you did it.
That was very good. You know, I was sat with a gentleman of a certain age recently, and every time he spoke, his dentures dropped.
Oh, no.
His top row of dentures slightly dropped, and he'd have to... And that's how you looked when you said cha-cha-cha. And I think that's the exact sort of intonation for cha-cha-cha. You've got to feel like your dentures are dropping out your mouth.
Anton, I don't know if that's a compliment or not right now.
You've got a lovely set of dentures there, don't worry.
Oh, thank you.
They look pretty fixed in.
Oh, my gosh. But talking about fake stuff, okay, actually. Sorry.
Well, we had no idea. But go on.
I'm going to go into this. Now, when people are on Strictly, everyone gets a fake tan. So are you a fake tan kind of guy, or are you like I'm just going to go all natural?
No, I'm a clothes type of guy. Mm. I've always sort of worked on the theory that if I'm going to put clothes on, there's no point me sort of turning my body into sort of a mahogany sideboard. It seemed like a waste. I can't bear the sort of cleaning of the duvet cover. It's just a disaster. So I just have a little something on the old boat race and go from there. I have a little bronzer maybe on the cheeks, you know, before I go on, a little dusting, a light dusting before I go on. But the rest of the toned physique remains naturale.
Oh, well, look at you. Well, you look fabulous. But what I was wondering was, you're going to be doing all these incredible dances during your shows. What's your favourite one to perform?
Oh, gosh. We did something the other evening, actually, which wasn't in the show. And I alluded to the Foxtrot earlier. And I do love the Foxtrot. I mean, it's the sort of classic of all the ballroom dances, if you like. But we didn't have one in the show because the show is not recorded, because the show is live music and the band, and because I've got the best band in the world with the best players in the world, they can do anything. They can, on a drop of a hat, they'll play something. They're great jazzers, great, and they'll just put something. And somebody, because I do these questions during the show as well, somebody said, could you demonstrate a Foxtrot? And so I turned to Clive, my MD, and I said, can you play something? He went, yeah, of course. And then the guy started jamming and played this classic called Satin Doll. And some of your older listeners will know that song. It's a great classic, what we call a standard. And then Rosie, one of my girls, who's a brilliant dancer, we just sort of took hold and danced the Foxtrot. And it was moments like that I love. I love the spontaneity of that. But there's other sort of big musical number, sort of ensemble pieces, like we do a bit from Guys and Dolls. And there's this incredible number it's a medley, but at the end we do Sit Down, You're Rocking a Boat. And I love that. Every time we do that, I think it's so thrilling because it's such a great number. So it's all my favourite, really. It's a joy putting these things together. I just do an array of my favourite numbers.
Well, thank you so much, Anton, for joining us on BFBS, The Forces Station. It's been such a pleasure talking to you.
BFBS, The Forces Station.